Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
The sister singing the song about He Knows My Name. And then Sabrina sings about how small that I am. Let me see if I can give you perspective on this. The promise that was given to Abraham was that his seed would be as the stars are in the sky, innumerable. And as the sand of the seashore. That is uncountable. Yet. What I'm trying to do is establish how small that I am. As the sand on the seashore cannot be... I'm talking about a grain of sand, Paul. When you step on the beach and you look at the sand, one single grain is insignificant to you. And that is what you're standing on. The very ground that you're standing on went on the seashore, and yet you cannot discern one grain of sand, and yet you are standing on it. That's me. You want to talk about significance? A grain of sand. If you just think about it, there's 6+ billion people on the face of this earth. If you was to pile them all together, you'd never pick me out. I'd be indistinguishable in the crowd of people. But He knows my name.
Amen.
And He loves me as small as I am. Let me be clear about this. He didn't need me. I was not crucial to His plan. I was not necessary for His cause or His purpose. But He carries me in the palm of His hand. He has put a hedge about me that even mine enemies cannot get to me. He loves me as small as I am. Let's just preach this. Wasn't what I came with. This is good. People that think they are significant will never find God. It is only when we recognize our insignificance that we suddenly are getting closer to Him. When we see that we are helpless without God, the light begins to get clearer. The way becomes straighter, because then we see who it is that hath made us and that loves us in spite of ourselves. You see, the proud He abases. He will not hear the prayer of the proud. To those, and mark my words, there's plenty in this world today that think they are significant.
Amen.
They think they have power. They think they can do things. But may I say to you today, they are insignificant in the scheme of things. Think about this. We live in a single generation. If you live to be 100 years old, you might see 4 at best other generations in your lifetime. And yet you are just one generation. And if this earth has existed for the thousands of years that it has existed, Mark, I did not say millions. If you believe this earth's been around millions, you've believed a lie. The thousands of years since Adam. And you put yourself, son, right in the middle of all that bunch. He still loved me. Think about what he did now. Not just insignificant, but one that despised him. One that was enmity to God himself. One that was wicked by nature. That had no right to God. No birthright. I wasn't associated with it. But I want you to know today that I have been made a child of the King. As small as I am. He said to Abram, he said, your seed shall be as the stars in the sky. They're still trying to count them. They do every day. They stare at the space trying to count them, trying to find them. Because every time they get something new that can get them another 1,000 light years away, they discover what? There's more. And they realize that there's more beyond that. I want you to know today that all of those stars and in the farthest reaches of the universe, you might as well say, I'm one of them that they've never even found yet. All right. Yet the psalmist said that he named them all. I think there's something to that song you're singing, sister. He knows every star and has named them. So what he said to Abram wasn't as far-fetched as we might sound. As the stars are innumerable in the heaven, as the sand on the seashore, uncountable. And yet in the same regard as he knows every star that he created and flung into its place, he knows me. Yeah. He knows me as insignificant, as small that as I am. Jesus loved me. You say, I still don't get it. Let me keep going. Of all the people on earth, let me tell you about the night I got saved. Of all the people on earth he could have came to. Now, I don't actually know all the people on earth. So I don't know any idea what he was really doing that night. But let me tell you about the part I do know. You reckon a 9-year-old skinny little boy matters to God? Don't matter to many. And when I came in that night, I wasn't looking for him. My heart wasn't longing for God in any way. I wasn't chasing God. I wasn't after God. And when I came in, I sat down. And the only one that acknowledged me, as far as I remember, was Tim Lane. Because he had a hot wheel and I did too. And we sat down together. Nobody even knew. Nobody knew, brother, that that would be the night he'd come for me. Yeah. Insignificant, you see. But as far as I know, I was the only one got saved that night. So I like to spin the story this way. It might not have been true, but I like to tell it this way. He came just for me. I was the only one got saved, so I reckon I was the one he came for.
Amen.
Yes. Me.
Oh, yeah.
As small as the sand on the seashore is, he came looking for me. Now let me say this. Only God can know the sand on the shore. Only God can discern one from the other in the innumerable amount. From time beginning until time present, only God could look in the middle of all that and see Jeb and say, I want him to be mine. Does that amaze you? That God would even slow down, that he would even think about me. Not even considering the fact that your story might include that you run from him, that you didn't believe at all in him, that you lived for the other one. And yet he still came to you. You see, he loves you right now just like you are. Amazing as it may be, he loves you right now as small as you are, as insignificant in the scheme of things as the world may say we are. Here's what I want you to know. The Creator loves you just like that. He loves you right now just as you are. He's able to redeem you if you'll but believe in him. If you think you're something, you really are nothing. But when you think you're nothing, you become something to God. You say, preacher, how in the world can God make anything out of nothing? That's how he started this thing. And he specializes in making something out of nothing. Lord, I'm nothing. That's the kind of material he likes to work with. Come get a song. When the apostles started telling about those he would choose to be the ministers of his word, the apostle Paul said he didn't choose many wise. I'm talking about preachers now. The preacher, you're telling us how insignificant you are. Yeah. He didn't choose many wise. He didn't choose many noble. No, as a matter of fact, Paul said he chose the weak and the unlearned. Let me say it this way. He chose the insignificant among us to declare his truth, that it might be revealed to even you that it ain't the preacher, it's him. Yeah,
right. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
When I'm really getting right with God,
come on.
I'm getting lower.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. The closer I get, the smaller I become. Until suddenly what it takes for me to be seen is the spot of his light. And had it been only me, he'd still have died. God gave everything for something that was worth nothing. And as hard as that is for us to comprehend, it suddenly makes the insignificance of you and I the most significant thing in the world. Ain't that an amazing gospel? What an incredible gospel. Jesus would go as far as to confuse the proud by saying the first will be last. But he said the last will be first boggled their minds. How can we ever approach God in pride? We try sometimes. How can we ever approach God unbroken? At our own condition. Sometimes we talk a lot and don't say much. But he's still listening. Sometimes when I don't know what to say to him, the Holy Spirit inside me says it for me. I'm saying this insignificant. If they buried me right now, they'd bury you. Remember me. But when I go, he will get me. To the world, I'll be forgotten. Marvin, within a generation, I'll be forgotten. But let me tell you where I'll be. To the one who knew I was worth nothing, made me something. To the one that started an orphan, destitute and poor, I am an heir. Can you imagine what I'm trying to say here? I am an heir to El Shaddai. A joint heir of Jesus Christ. You've the nerve to say, but he don't love me. You pitiful soul. Hear me right now. He loves you more than you can understand. Simple truth. You will never comprehend the love of God for you. You'll never get to the bottom of that mystery. Why that God loved the insignificant. The godly for the ungodly. The just one for the unjust one. But you'll never find him until you recognize that you're nothing. And he is everything. And then suddenly that which was nothing becomes something to God. And changed for an eternity. Given eternal life. Made a new creature in Christ. An inheritance that we cannot even confess. We don't know the depths of our inheritance yet. All we know is there is something far better coming. And he came to the grain. A single piece of sand. And the billions and trillions of sand on the shore. And he found me. Because he loved me. He loves you today like that. Like that. As we stand. You know your heart this morning. You know whether or not you're right with God. You know right whether or not your soul is prepared to meet him. He's either your Savior or he'll be your judge in the end. Where do you stand with him today? Is it right with you and God? If you need him, I'm going to give you a simple invitation just to come. Just to bow your heart to God and ask him in prayer. receive the gift that's been imparted to us through Christ. Repent of your sin. That means turn from your ways and receive the gift of eternal life. Sing it. He knows just how you are right now. He knows what you're feeling. He knows the excuses you're making. He knows the fear you have. He knows just exactly what's going on in you. And yet He's still calling you, isn't He? He's still reaching.